Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason, and with the update of the marketplace and a bit of analysis, futures in Chicago trading lower for the morning. September contract in the corn pit is down 18 cents at $5.22¾. December there at $4.84¼, down 13 and three quarters. The soft red winter wheat off 8¾ in the December at $6.62½. August soybeans at $14.81¼, 39 cents lower on the day. September, $13.36¾, down 12. November beans at $12.76, 12½ lower. And January at $12.80¾, down 11¾. Bean meal off $17.90. Bean oil down 32 cents. Live cattle are up 45 at $122.32½ in the lead. The August feeders at $154.75. Up $1.15, and the lean hogs at $98.45 are $1.32½ higher. On the phone line with us to take a look at the marketplace and why futures are trading lower in the corn and the soybeans is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, futures have turned lower in the last hour, sharply lower. Beans are down 37½ cents. Nearby September corn, 18½ lower. Is it a weather forecast or something else?
I think it's two or three things, Todd. Number one, the weather. We saw some rain in Iowa that wasn't expected or added to a little bit. The weather forecast continued to stay somewhat benign for the next time period. We saw that some one of the crop tours by Doan is showing some better than expected yields out of western Illinois. And basically the sort of easing or the fund exiting of some of their positions here on sort of a big way this morning. So all those together, we've got a weaker market today.
The funds began to exit. Was that triggered once we got December corn down below 90, 490?
Yes, it was. There's some big stops hit at that point in time, and we did see the volume pick up, and it was some pretty rapid clicking on the screen.
Once that clicking starts, it eventually stops. Will the marketplace bounce at some point today, do you think?
That'll be a good question mark. I think we have found some stability for right now in the levels we're at. The ticking is going at a lot slower pace, and I think that we've run the main stops for right now. But the fact of the matter is, the weather has been a little kinder in general than what was looked for just on Friday.
It appeared at one point that it was going to be an east where we had and a west where we had not, at least for some of the rainfall. But I'm guessing that may not be the case in the next couple of weeks then.
Well, basically along the way, I think the east is going to be better than the west even, but there's going to be chances for some catch-up activity as far as their later pollinating corn, their later beans, if they can continue to get decent weather and frost cooperates, why we can still add some bushels west of Mississippi.
Our rainfall total over the weekend, that Sunday rainfall, was about 1¼ inches here. How about in your area? Do you know?
Saturday we got 6/10, and Sunday night we got 1 inch. So for the weekend, we got 1¼ inches in our area over here. Very much needed and very well appreciated, and it just pushes our crop to one more time tell you that we're sitting in the Garden State.
Yeah, pollination is going well there at this time?
We're probably half done with pollination over in our area. The rest of it should, pretty much happen within the next 5 to 7 days.
Have you seen pictures of ear corn yet?
I've seen some, yes, in some different places. That's another thing that's probably stepping on things today is we're seeing a lot of talk about possibly some corn first week of August down the Louisiana area, which would hit the market, which would help out some of the crunch, and that's why we're seeing the September under a little pressure.
I saw some things that came out of, I think it came out of Missouri, but it was in the St. Louis area, and ears that were just phenomenal, good 12-inch ear and filled from one end to the other, at least the beginnings of it, all blistered and ready to go, I suppose.
You know, that's a good sign of a, you know, if you don't have an ear like that to start with, you can't have the humongous yield. But, you know, it's always good to have a good start to things.
Yeah, it's a good start, and it appears it's a good start this year. Have you begun to change at all your feeling about the marketplace and what farmers should do? Or maybe I should ask it in a different way. Have farmers been looking out their back window and saying, hey, wait a second, I may need to think more about how much I need to market for corn at least?
We have not seen a great change in the farmers' attitude as such that way. We've encouraged them to leave what hedges they had on when we started to rally a little bit. A lot of them were wanting to get out of them. We've encouraged them not to because we felt that something like this would come along if the weather held. The percentage that the farmers sold this year is low. We know that in the past, pre-sales last 3 years have burned them, and they're hanging back very light on that. A lot of talk about how insurance is going to save them this year. I don't think a lot of guys are putting it to the pencil and realizing a down market rather than an up market doesn't increase your net gain or your net insurance. So, like the checks they got last year won't be as big if they haven't collected this year.
And they'll have more bushels to sell yet, I suppose, one way or the other. But it will be a year where incomes may very well decline.
Yes.
All right. How about soybean market for the day? Anything
interesting? The soybean market, of course, the August under great pressure here today. I think we were up a little bit too much yesterday more than anything on it, and I think the talk of some early beans out of the Delta could do some harm there. But in all honesty, I think that's just more of a correction and broke back through some technical points. The beans continue to get a little better. We only dropped one percentage point as far as the crop ratings yesterday. And I think that, you know, when we look at the world market, unfortunately, maybe we've been priced a tad high.
In comparison to the corn, the new crop soybeans are holding fairly strong.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, you know, there's two things to remember. A lot of acres went in late in the beans. A lot of acres that were maybe double crop because of all the moisture problems we had getting the wheat crop out of the field, very, very late double crops along the way that way. So we might see a shrink back of acres that way. We know on the little Doan tour yesterday, they were down like that 44.5 type yield they were looking at. So that's basically what the government's been looking at now, and not an increase like they did in the corn.
Wayne, we'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. He joins us here on the agricultural programming from Will Ag and Illinois Public Media each and every Tuesday.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, let's update what's been happening in Chicago. Again, the numbers are trading in the corn pit. Futures are down 17.5 cents at 523 in the September contract. December futures at 484.5, down 13.5. And the March corn at $4.97, 13.25 lower. July of next year at 511.25, down 12.75. And December of next year, the 2014 contract at $5.13.75, 12 cents lower on the day. Wheat futures in the soft red at 651.25, down 8.5 for the September, and the soybeans are trading 34.75 lower in the August contract at $14.85.25. September futures there at 1339.25, down 9.5 cents, and new crop November beans at 1277.5 are down 11 cents at this hour. January futures at 1281.5, 11 lower. The March contract at 1280.25, down 9. And next year's July at 1276.25, down 3.25. Bean meal at 487.10, down 1530. Bean oil at 4508, 33 cents lower. Live cattle at 122.40, up 52.5. August futures at 154.17.5, up $1.25. And the August lean hogs today at $98.45, or $1.32.5. Higher. The outside markets show the crude oil at $106.93 a barrel now. That's 2 cents lower. A wholesale price of gasoline, a penny and 4 tenths higher at $3.06 and 8 tenths of a cent. A quick look at the forecast for the day tells us there's a 20% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms before 1 o'clock this afternoon in the area. Partly sunny, a high of 83 degrees on a northwest wind at 8 to 14 miles an hour, gusting to 21. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 58. North-northeast winds at 8 to 11, gusting to 17. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 77. Thursday, sunny skies and a high near 79. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.